ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Very happy to be with all you wonderful devotees who are committing yourselves to Srila Prabhupada's farm projects. It's very pleasing just to see devotees making that commitment and actually become happy by doing so. Of course, Krishna consciousness makes us happy. But the whole situation in city life makes us materially distressed and gives us relatively little opportunity even to practice Krishna consciousness at all. So Krishna is very kind and he's given an arrangement whereby we can live in this world even without too much material inconvenience and be happy and chant Hare Krishna. Of course, when devotees first come to the farms, they think, well, it's very materially inconvenient. But the inconvenience that you have to go through to get that convenience, they don't see that. Just like, for instance, going off into Bombay every day and working in some company, or what is it? So working in a bank, Scottish bank or something? HDFC. What's that? Hindustan?
Housing Development Finance Corporation.
Oh, I never knew what it was. Housing. Anyway, it's some anacrim for ripping people off, for cheating people. And you'd go through all that just so that we can come home and you can turn on the tap and water comes out. So you have a place to come where you can lie under a fan exhausted to recover. But you never recover because the stress goes on day and night. Even when you're asleep, if you can get to sleep, the stress continues. As you are no doubt aware, Srila Prabhupada emphasized these farm projects with increasing intensity toward the end of his manifest presence in this world. On May the 27th in 1977 in Vrindavan, at this time Srila Prabhupada was manifesting the pastime of being very sick. Just a few months before he left this maze. So Mahamsa Prabhu, who's down here in Tamil Nadu, you know that? His disciple of Prabhupada, who's Srila Prabhupada, put jointly in charge of the Hyderabad farm project. Things didn't work out very well there, but shortly after that he came down to Kodaikanal area and he's been having a farm ever since. So he said to Prabhupada, this is a very nice thing, he said. He's referring to someone else. Prabhupada, he said that we want to improve things in the countryside to an extent that people from the cities start running to the villages. It's round the other way, isn't it? How many people run from the villages in India every day to the cities? Thousands. And you told me in that area of Croatia, you're in that rural area, there's busloads of young people going out every week, is it?
6 months, 20,000.
Every 6 months, 20,000 migrate. And 20,000 in India is just, you know, it's just small.
But for Croatia,
that's 0.1% of the population or something. And they're running off to Germany. So Prabhupada said, yes, that I want. Everywhere I go and say, how these rascals, so much land is lying and these rascals are not developing. Srila Prabhupada saw land being unused, overgrown with thorns. These thorn trees weren't here in 1977, as far as I remember. Their recent introduction. If you leave land open in India, within a short time, you're covered with thorn trees, wild thorn trees, introduced by the CIA, some people say. You never know. These rascals are not developing, and they are making, what is that? Coal stone, coal. They are interested with these brick and stones, not green vegetables. Such a rascal government. Give them facility. We know how to do it. Prabhupada said, we know how to do it. What is it? How to do it? Anad, Prabhupada said, Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anasambhavaha yagyad bhavati parjanyaha. Let them engage in kirtan. There will be more water for gardening and it will be moist. Yes, yeah, Srila Prabhupada said that at Hyderabad farm also. There's a famously dry area. Even when the monsoon began early this year, in all of India, except one pocket in Telangana, the Hyderabad area, it didn't rain there at all. As people are, what impiety they're doing. So Srila Prabhupada said, let them engage in kirtan, there will be more water for gardening and it will be moist, and then produce fodder for the animals and food for you. Oh, there Prabhupada speaks about producing fodder, because in another conversation he said that you just feed them with the leftovers of what? Just like you cut the vegetables and you give them, you cut the wheat and you give them the... So he does say fodder here also. An animal gives you milk. That is Vrindavan life. And they are absorbed in this so-called opulence. Krishna has taken birth. They are bringing so many nice, pleasant foodstuff. Very well dressed and ornamented. These are descriptions. In the morning we were reading how they were happy, the inhabitants of Vrindavan with Krishna and living and cows. That I want to introduce. At any cost, do it. It's really emphatic, at any cost. Because it does cost a lot of money to buy land and everything. Don't bother about big, big buildings. It is not required. Useless waste of time. Produce. Make the whole field green. See that. Then the whole economic question is solved. Then you eat sumptuously. Eat sumptuously. The animal is happy. The animal even does not give milk. Let them eat and pass stool and urine. That same point we were discussing this morning, that instead of seeing the cow as a milk machine, the main thing is the stool and urine, which makes the land fertile. And after they stop giving milk, then their stool and urine becomes more powerful. So it's not that when they stop giving milk, they have to be sent away. Let them. That is welcome. After all eating, they will pass stool. So that is beneficial, not that simply milk is beneficial. Even the stool is beneficial. Therefore, I am asking so much here. Farm, 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 farm. Prabhupada said. That is not my program. You say, see, Prabhupada says it's not his program, farm. But Prabhupada said, Krishna's program. That is not my program, Krishna's program. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad. Oh. Produce greenness everywhere, everywhere, Vrindavan. It is not this motor car civilization. If it has taken in his brain, it is to be understood that he can do this plan. He'll be able. So I said, I was very happy to see you all here, and I am, certainly. We're happy to see devotees. Every way, Jai Gauranga Naam Loi Tar Hoi Premodoy Tari Mui Jai Bali Hari. Whoever chants the name of Gauranga, I congratulate him. Such a person, the Prem will arise in them. So we're happy to see devotees everywhere. But especially, I'm happy to see you all here. These farm projects are a demonstration of our faith in Krishna and in Prabhupada. For so many years, our movement has been agnostic at best in the matter of farms. Neutral, uninterested. It can't be done. Well, Prabhupada said it must be done. We just read that. Of course, Srila Prabhupada also said that it's not possible in the modern age to introduce Varnashram. But that we can understand in the old way, with all the old... Exactly, we won't be able to do it, but it should be done. So, faith in Krishna. Anadbhavanti bhutani parjanyadana sambhavaha yagya bhavati parjanyaha. And Srila Prabhupada didn't quote the last line in this particular conversation. Yagya bhavati, yagya karma samudbhavaha. So, it also requires proper behavior. Not that we're having farms and then we're just having a party and killing pigs and things like that, which, where you're from, that's probably, is it when they have a festival, they kill a pig, put it on the spittle, is that what it's called? And roast.
Steak. Steak.
Yeah.
Pigs and sheep.
It's amazing how people can be so hard-hearted. They live with the animals and rear them and look after them, and then one day they just kill them. They're so hard-hearted, it's unbelievable. And they don't feel any remorse, nothing. Very hard-hearted. So Krishna's program, we have to have faith. Krishna has given this land, and especially if we live a pious life and chant the holy names, that's the yajna, the sacrifice for this age, and do some work, niyatang kuru karma tvam karma jayahi akarmanaha sharira yatra pichate na prasiddhyeda karmanaha. Perform your prescribed work, niyatam kuru karma tvam. Karma is better than akarma. Yeah. Work is better than not working. You may think, oh, it's a lot of work. Work is better. You can't maintain even your body, Krishna says, without working. Can't do it properly without working. So some work is there. In the modern society, everyone is trying to avoid work. If they can get some scheme, stock exchange, or how to cheat others in this way, that way, or the other way. Of course, usually most of the people on the stock exchange, they get cheated themselves. But the whole idea is how without working I can get lots of money. But the thing they don't realize, there are a few people at the top who've got it all worked out, and they make everyone else work, and they just manipulate it all. But they don't feel happy. They're demons. Exploitive society. So, this demonstrates our faith in Prabhupada. Krishna had faith in Prabhupada, and we should have faith in Krishna and Prabhupada, that if we do this, Prabhupada will be pleased. The whole world will be benefited. Krishna conscious, we're not here just to benefit ourselves. You may say, well, I can benefit others. I can go out and preach and distribute books. Yeah, that's very good. This is another way to do it. Practical demonstration. How people can and should live. You may say, well, there are already so many people farming. What's the big thing? All right, you chant Hare Krishna, but what's so special about farming? Well, we're not just farming. It's not this, we're farming and chanting Hare Krishna, but our whole approach to life is that on principle we reject the whole materialistic civilization. We don't like your nasty civilization. We should come to this stage as soon as we can. We may not be able to come there immediately, but we reject your oil-driven civilization. For your oil, you have to go and kill people in Iraq and Syria in the name of humanitarianism. And India has to beg from other countries oil so they can run on their motor car civilization. Of course, they need something at least for the army. I just looked on the internet here. Whoops. I was on the internet on the farm. Just saw the news. The Indian army has entered Pakistan, my dear friends. There was a terrorist attack from Pakistan a few days ago within India. And India responded by sending the army into Pakistan. But it's just some attacking some terrorist bases, which means they must have known they were there all the time. Anyway, let's see how Pakistan responds. But you know what? Here on this farm, it won't make much difference to all of you. In Bombay, maybe Pakistan will launch one of their 300-plus missiles at Bombay, but they're not likely to launch it at your farm here. You got out in time, huh? And if the oil supply gets restricted, then Bombay will starve. But you're not going to starve.
Bombay is sitting on a huge pipeline of oil. The entire pipeline from Arabia ends up under the of Mumbai.
I see.
Yeah. It's a time bomb, actually.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a time bomb. Any time terrorists can attack the oil pipeline. They had a plan to put an oil pipeline from Iran through Pakistan to India. What a brilliant idea that was. It's called having the wolves protect the chicken coop. The foxes, appoint the foxes to protect the chickens. India, Pakistan, bye bye. Yeah, yeah, sure. So anyway, you're this oil civilization. It's doomed. It's only a matter of time. And India in particular, in being oil dependent. Anyway, this nasty civilization will go on, but we don't have to take part. We should reject as far as reject plastic. Make it a plastic-free zone. You won't be able to grow jute here, I don't think. You need flat land for that and lots of water. Jute isn't grown here at all, I don't think. In Bengal, it's a very common crop. You can make good bags out of jute. You could probably, you could investigate it. You could make good thread out of coconut, and out of anything, actually.
I got seeds. It's like a bottle guard in this shape. That is which we can make a bottle, we can use it for mug.
Yeah, there are so many things. Coconut is standard for rope. So you can make some bags and things out of it. You can investigate and see what to do. So oil, plastic, electricity, internet. We don't need it. Chemical fertilizers that's also produced from oil. Just on principle, we should reject. We don't want loans. All the farmers here are taking loans, and they're in anxiety. Reject. We don't want it. All your fantastic new farming techniques dreamed up by the professors in the universities, and they come and advise the farmers. We discovered some new farming techniques, and result, after so many years, so many farmers committing suicide. We reject it all. We don't want. We'll go back to what is being done since time immemorial. money civilization. Reject. Don't. You don't need to buy so many things. Make it minimum. Make your own clothes. Toothpaste, not required. Shampoo, soap, not needed. Cut it. You householders, you want to minimize your expenses? Don't bother with all these things. Cell phones, better get in Nandagram in Gujarat. They already. You did the same thing?
Yeah.
You've done the same thing now. Yeah, just have one phone, that's all. For the whole project. Better. Phones, there are so many things. If you look, the list goes, all kinds of machines. Some, Prabhupada said, we're not against machines on principle. But we have to be very careful. Just like if you take up some land and it hasn't been cultivated for years and it's all overgrown, you might have to, well, it's bring in a tractor just to break it up and to get it usable. But not that you have to go on using the tractor on and on and on. So what else? Their whole lifestyle, which is centered on greed and exploitation. I can imagine now with these farmers getting tractors, their whole outlook would have changed. Previously they would have been satisfied just to... Not so long ago, they never even thought about it. They just grow their food and eat some rats and live like that. But then they got into cash crops, and now they've got tractors, and the whole consciousness changes. And then they have to send my kids to a good school. And I've got two tractors, you've only got one. All this consciousness comes, greed, exploitation, commercialism, and buying their children all kinds of useless toys, which they don't need, and consumerism, yeah, it means buying all kinds of things you don't need. Just yesterday, we're in a village just outside Sri Rangam, and the vegetable seller came round on his motorbike. Isn't it nonsense? Selling vegetables in the village. Completely insane society. I can never understand why devotees, they have this idea, oh, we have to become part of society. Why? I mean, even the more intelligent karmis, have not gotten, they might even be atheists, but they, many of them, they can understand, well, what a horrible civilization. But many of them, they think, well, let's make the best of it and have renewable energy. And we'll go on with this society, but we'll find new, right? Clean energy. And they're all dreaming of how to live in this world have all the benefits of modern technology and live peacefully and eat organic food and be a vegan and all this kind of thing. But our outlook is different. Our outlook is anukul yasya sankalpa pratikul yasya vajanam. This way of life is conducive for Krishna consciousness, depending on working hard and depending on the land and the cows and Krishna, and having time for chanting Hare Krishna. How about you? How long have you been out of the big bad city and up on the hill?
Yeah, 17 days now.
It's only 17 days, yeah. So how in general is your sadhana compared to previously? It's day and night difference.
Day and night difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And association with devotees, yeah, 24 hours. Whereas previously it was most of the time with non-devotees. And already you feel the stress. Stress is gone. Dukkha dure gelo. All this distress has gone far away. So I had this experience. I related this several times. That I'd been traveling around in India for days and days and days. Those days I used to travel alone, and on the trains mostly. And then I came to this ashram owned by Tattva Darshan in Kollur in Dakshin Kannada district. And his, I think he sold that now. Just at the edge of a stream. And I lay down, it was just me, I think no one else in the ashram. He'd gone off to his, he had another farm a little distance from there. And I lay down to sleep at night. There was the sound of the stream going past and the insect sound. And I had nothing to do in the next day. Nowhere to go, no one to meet, no one to see. And I just felt, oh, I didn't even realize I was so stressed. I just realized, oh, I can relax for a little time. Ah, I just felt the stress. It was like a psychic heaviness just lifting off. Whew, what a relief. Of course, we're not running away from life. You can't actually run away from life. People say, well, you're escapists. Yeah. Whew. We are escapists. We don't want to live in your nasty cities. We're escaping back to Godhead. We don't live in your nasty material world. We're sane people are escapists. But we're giving an opportunity. It's not that we're just escaping by ourselves. By Prabhupada's blessing, we want to bring the whole world with us, or at least as many people as are fortunate enough to accept this. So it's a favorable situation for Krishna consciousness. And even we may think, well, why don't we get a tractor and a combine harvester and then we'll... But I've seen, you see our devotees, some farm projects in the West, and they do that and they just get complete work, and then they get caught in this money thing and they take loans and there's no end and they're practically in karmic consciousness. Can you think of anywhere like that? They're farmers and they're farming, but our point is not farming per se. Our point is to please Krishna. And Krishna has given us this way of life. He's happy when we're happy by serving him. It's a reciprocal thing. He's not happy when we're happy eating meat and drinking wine and trying to enjoy the world. He's not happy. That's not happiness anyway. So we're aiming for simplicity. That doesn't mean we're irresponsible. Simplicity doesn't mean that we neglect things that should be dealt with. But we live simply as possible. Now, about half of the agriculture that's going on here is commercial farming. But I would recommend you don't make this your aim of life. Because the tendency will be to get more and more into it. If you need to do it, do it. And anyway, vaishyas, they're supposed to produce, farmers are supposed to produce more than their own needs. In the traditional society, they wouldn't sell, but they would distribute it. They would trade, but the first thing they have to do is feed everyone. The vaishya has to feed everyone. He gives, at the time of harvest, a bag of rice to the baba, a bag of rice to the dobi. And the dobi washes cloth for everyone in the village and no one pays him. Everyone means everyone of any rank, not the shudras. Maybe he does for that, because there may be shudra, mahajan, there may be wealthy shudra. Anyway, it's all worked out at the village level. But what's the dobi's duty? And then the vaishya has to... The local shit in North India, they call it. Here it would be chetia, same word practically. They have to give. And the tax to the king. The king's men will come around, extra grains. But the king, he also, ghee, and you see Nanda Maharaj went to Mathura to give taxes. So he went, no one came and called him. But he went to give taxes of milk products. That would be principally ghee. And others would give grains. And the idea is that gives a stock. So if there's any drought or any famine, then there's stock that will be distributed by the king. And then he performs yajnas. He gives to the brahmanas, performs yajnas. When he gives charity, then all of his citizens share in the piety, because he collects. How does he get rich? By taxing. And then he gives to the brahmanas, and they perform yajnas. And everyone, because all the ghee and grains, they're all produced by the joint effort of the whole society. You may say, well, the dhobi didn't do anything, but he's also, they're all produced, the whole society is founded around yajna. So this is the way of life that Krishna gave. And we can preach that. We can begin to preach it right now. We've got something to show. It can be done. It must be done. It will be done. It's being done. But we have to expand that more and more. Okay, Jai, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And in the meantime, we hear the cow-killing tractor in the background. These tractors, they're cow-killers. Have tractor, then if you have a tractor, then you're going to kill the cows and the bulls. Okay, anything, any point? That's it. Simple, clear, straightforward. Chant Hare Krishna. And I'm going to Salem to see the big, big building. Well, Srila Prabhupada said different things at different times, but actually in India, more than once he stated that we should just have big centers we have in Bombay, Vrindavan, Mayapur, we don't need any more, Prabhupada said. He got that land in Hyderabad and he built that. But he said at that time we should concentrate on book distribution, and he wanted village preaching. Of course, it could be said that as the movement developed, more and more devotees came, then I'm sure Prabhupada wouldn't, if you have enough devotees, I'm sure he'd be very happy to see many temples. Not that he's against it, but he wanted to introduce this. When he sent Hansaduta Swami to Sri Lanka, there was nothing going on there. Prabhupada said, introduce Varnashram. There were no temples, nothing. Introduce Varnashram, and it's still very good scope for doing it there. People are very pious because they're not spoiled by the atheistic propaganda like in India. I don't think they have much natural resources. That's a great boon for them. I mean, apart from the land and the sunshine, which is good for tourism, and the land itself is beautiful, so that. Tourism, yeah. Their people are there. Their poverty is their resource, so they can send maids off to Saudi Arabia to get raped and this and that. And they don't have any natural resources, so seems that. And they never had Nehru as their prime minister, so they never got the idea to develop industry and all this kind of thing. Fish, plenty of fish in the sea, in the rivers. Good place for preaching. And South Tamil Nadu seems to be very good. What Vaidnarayan told us. And that this area we went to yesterday, Turaya, that Rukmiha told me is all traditionally Vaishnav area. And previously, Akinchan Krishna Prabhu told me that whole area from Kanchi down to Srirangam, it's all And around Vellore also, at least among the Hindus, there are many non-Hindus, is traditionally Vaishnava-oriented, whereas Salem isn't for them. So there's good scope. People like it. They still have that feeling for it. The local village preaching needs ramping up, doesn't it? Should be interacting with the local people more. I mean, apart from hiring them to do work and this and that.
There was a plan with Maharaj to, near on the way when you're coming, there's a Rama temple here.
Yeah. It's just here. It's,
yeah. What happened is, there's a beautiful three deities there. On the way you can see that. It's a very beautiful Rama, Vishnu with Sri Devi, Bhudevi deities. These people have not taken care of it. After, when there was some bush clearing happened, we understood there are some deities there. Huge deities like this. And it's all left open. And it's coming in sun, rain, everything.
What's that? Not in the temple itself?
No, inside is Shiva temple itself.
But where are the deities?
They're outside.
Oh.
And so we had a lengthy discussion with the local panchayat guys. We told, we will build a temple. The deities cannot be in sun and rain. So we told them we will build it. These people are a little ambiguous. First they told, okay, now they're coming and telling me no. At least then we told, if you're not interested, we'll put a temporary roof. Our plan was that we build a small temple so that every time we go and do some program on a Saturday or something like that, so that all the local villages come. That can be a preaching medium. Mm. That was the idea. At least like a small sitting place where we can do some kirtan, give a small class, give some prasad, so that all the local people can come. But still there is some little bit of they are not understanding why we are doing it. They think that we are having some purpose. We are thinking we don't have a purpose, we just want to.
They're suspicious. Okay, we'll move on. Hare Krishna.